Paul Brennan. I'm with the Indiana State Poultry Association as the Executive Vice President.
So as you were just saying, this is the 71st year for this donation. Why does ISPA do it, and why is it important?
Somebody's got to do it. So this has obviously got a long history. It's followed post-World War II. And if you note on the news, it hasn't happened yet, but the President of the United States will get a live turkey. We take another tact. That's a little out of control, but, you know, it's the White House. It's a little different. But here, we've done this about the same time they started doing it with President Truman. And actually, it's evolved a lot. So at first, much one element that's maintained from the beginning was that it's a recognition of how blessed we are, how fortunate we are to have had this abundance in Indiana and that we can produce this, and how fortunate as a nation we are. For us, it's evolved because it wasn't until, it was when Lieutenant Governor Frank O'Bannon couldn't make one of the presentations. Back then we did two, one of the governor, one of the lieutenant governor, and he couldn't make it as lieutenant governor, but Mrs. O'Bannon, she came by, and when we made the presentation at that time, she said instead of giving the product to staff, it was a small, modest amount of product at the time, she was donating it to a food bank that she and Lieutenant Governor then O'Bannon had established in their neighborhood. And that turned a light on for me and for my producers. And so from that time on, we've ratcheted up the donation aspect of this to where it is today. Now, I'll be honest, most of my producers, even long before that, have been donating locally. So if it's an egg producer, they often donate locally to their food bank that's near them. The meat producers the same, so it's wherever locally. So this has been going on for some time. And we do a little boost at this time of year, but really, it's year-round.
Logistics about that. Like you said, a lot's being donated throughout the year. So how much will be donated across the year, and then where does it go? Is it gleaners?
Well, it's, throughout the year, it's about 75 tons. And it's distributed food banks near where the producers are in general, not entirely that way. But in general, I know some of the producers are just, you know, they kind of have a standing order when the food bank needs them. They just ask for it. They get what they need.
And these donations, it obviously gives back to people in need, but it also highlights that our producers are good at growing. We're number one and number two. So,
And number three.
So talk about that and what it highlights that they're good at.
We have our own Indiana broiler company. We have a Tyson complex in broilers. But in the other poultry areas, we're number one in duck, with a number one and number two actually in the hemisphere, located right here in Indiana. We're number two in egg layers, with egg producers and hens distributed throughout the state. And then we're number three in turkey production. Most of that's in southern Indiana. And so we are very blessed. As I mentioned in our presentation, we have a brand new state-of-the-art turkey hatchery in Terre Haute, Indiana. That's the newest thing to happen here, but that's an enormous investment.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Well, I will say this is a wonderful state for us to produce food. And, you know, one of the reasons I got into this business when I was making decisions like what to do with my career, where I wanted to go in high school even, as I grew up in Fort Wayne, I saw, one, I wanted to work with animals. I get to do that. Number two, I thought there was a future in food, and by golly, that's paying off. But number three, I couldn't understand why people that went to my high school and didn't always have easy access to food. And so I can say that I wanted to work and with the poultry industry, we're doing this, producing low-cost, high-quality protein available for everyone.